Former Chair of the National Water Commission says New South Wales should redraft its water sharing plans as parts of the state enter their third summer of drought. Towns which depend on the Burrendong Dam in the state's central west have been told water could stop flowing to them during the next 6 months. The area's had less than half the inflows it received during what was previously its worst drought on record. Meredith Griffiths reports.
Brianna Powell is driving down a residential street in the tiny rural town of Ningen. Most gardens are dead and the front lawns are just dirt.
The snakes this season are going to be horrendous.
She's heard Ningen could run out of water next April and she's worried.
Like, I think about it all the time when, you know, brushing our teeth. I think, what are you going to do when there's no water to brush your teeth? Well, like you said, what do you do when there's no showers late at night? I don't know.
Ningen is one of several towns in the Macquarie Valley that depend on Burrendong Dam for drinking water. The dam is around 3% full and could run dry next year. But locals wonder where all the water went, because just 3 years ago, the dam was sitting at close to 140% of its normal capacity. Ningen businessman Peter Rees.
They've let all the water go for whatever reason. Doesn't matter whether it's irrigation, domestic, whether it's conservation or whatever. Environmental, there's obviously a problem with the mats.
Between July 2016 and June 2017, towns in the Macquarie Valley received 11.5 gigalitres of water. Businesses, mainly agricultural, received around 130 gigs. And because there'd been bumper rainfall, more than 1,000 gigalitres was released into the environment. The following year was thirstier. Town use went up to nearly 17 gigs, just over 300 went to farms and businesses, and the environment received more than 180 gigalitres. But should the water be allocated differently?
In an environment where we're seeing more and more periods of dry inflows or drought, knowing how much you should be holding back for future years is an unknown quantity.
The former chair of the National Water Commission, Carlene Maywald, says managing water is complex.
The water sharing plans need to be reviewed in the context of the new environment that you're living in.
And so, sort of from your expertise, do you think that it looks like that when Burrendong Dam was 140% full, that water wasn't well regulated and saved and shared?
Well, I think it would have been regulated, saved and shared in accordance with the existing water sharing plan. And the question that I would have is that now appropriate, given the new worst-case scenario that nature has thrown at us?
The state's water minister, Melinda Pavey, thinks there's nothing the state government could have done differently.
We will always look at the events that have happened to better manage the future. As I said, if we'd have known this was going to happen, there would have been a whole different management regime. This is a historic low event or historic drought event.
Melinda Pavey is adamant that critical human needs will always come first.
We have water to get through to the next summer in our communities. We're not facing the prospect of closing any country towns down, and we wouldn't want to go down that path. There will be options and we will find options.
But the assurances don't make life in Ningen any easier. Brianna Powell points out the local swimming hole. The water level is low and it's barely flowing.
This time of the year, particularly when it starts to get hot and all the kids come down here after school and swim, you'd think they should be swinging on that swing and jumping into the river, but they just can't. They can't.
That's Ningen resident Brianna Powell ending that report from Meredith Griffiths. And for more, you can download the Background Briefing podcast.